WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Lady Lynn Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Getting Your Jammies at 10 p.m. So this is Linda Evans, and I'm running solo again tonight in the studio again. We've been doing some pre-recorded shows, trying to work it all out with Eric being in Wisconsin a lot and everything else going on in everybody's lives. So hopefully you listened to the show last week. It was kind of a truncated interview with Benny Zilke, who's the director of Tick Tick Boom, which is opening tonight. It's Thursday, the 22nd, and it's opening tonight at the Station Theater. And last I heard, they were almost sold out, so they might actually be sold out now. You can check and see if they still have any tickets. But this is going to be one that's going to sell out quickly. So if you want to get tickets to Tick Tick Boom, and you do, I was able to catch the dress rehearsal last night. And thank you to Benny and Jackie and the producers of the show, Mary and Phil, for letting me come see the dress rehearsal kind of last minute. And I was pretty much blown away. So for a good portion of the first part of this show, I'm going to talk about Tick Tick Boom. And because we weren't able to do a really long interview with Benny last week for lots of different reasons, there were some technical issues, and then I had to leave the interview mid-interview because one of my kids got in a car wreck. He's fine, but it was just kind of a very crazy interview, and I'm sorry, Benny, that we didn't get a better interview for you, because you really deserve it. And it was so much fun to see. I've seen Benny in theater since he was, I don't know, like little, maybe 11. I know he probably did things long before that, but I think that's the first time my oldest was in a show with the Zilkes. So I've seen like Benny grow and be a performer and do some film stuff, and I'm just always blown away by his talent, and it's so amazing to see him direct now and hear him talk about it last week with us, but then to get to see it in person. One of the things I love about people who wear multiple hats in theater is that you just gain an appreciation for the other jobs and a deep understanding for what it takes to put on a show. Because it can be easy to maybe get complacent or not realize what's going on when you're an actor, or even if you're, you know, just doing lighting or something like that, and you can kind of get into your part of it and not realize all the other stuff that goes into theater. And anyone who's been an actor for, especially in community theater for very long, you can't just wear the acting hat for very long, because, you know, we just don't have enough hands. So oftentimes, you know, actors end up having to bring in props, or they end up having to move furniture or you know, sets. But there's one thing about, you know, maybe once in a while helping out, but it's a whole other ball game to be able to actually be a different, you know, be the props manager, or be the stage manager, or be the director. And I personally think the best directors are people who have done some acting, because they can also really appreciate actors. So all that to say that just the energy that Benny had last night for his cast and his crew, and there's live musicians, And at the end of the show, one of the things that I really loved, and I wish that everybody did this, is we were taking pictures. We had Jesse Folks, is an amazing photographer who takes a lot of pictures in community theater around here, and especially at the Station Theater. He donates his time, comes to almost every show, and will take wonderful, beautiful pictures. And I was just taking some with my phone when it hit me while I was watching the show, like, oh, I wanna capture this. So it was it was kind of interesting, you know, to see all that. But then at the end, Benny said, I want a cast picture with everyone. So like the lighting person, the props people, and the musicians, everybody, not just a cast, you know, of the actors and the directors. And so it was really, really nice, and it made a really nice picture. And I just wish everybody did that. And it just felt just like a family atmosphere. And I've been involved in one way or another in lots of different shows. And some shows have more of that than others. Usually there's some feeling of kind of a family feeling, but it was really heartwarming last night to see that and see how much everybody was just really on and appreciating each other. And I know directors, really, really good directors who do this, but it's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine to give too much direction when you're opening the next day. And so it was also kind of fun. I don't know if Benny gave direction like over email later, but it was also kind of nice just to like, everybody, great job, go home. And definitely there's times when you do need to give direction, but it was kind of fun to see that there's an obvious handing the show off and trusting your people to do what they need to do. And really, really love that too. So anyway, because we didn't have a ton of time to do more interviews, and Tick Tick Boom has two of my, we try not to play favorites around here. And we love so many actors, but we're really lucky that we got to know two in particular who are cast in Tick Tick Boom. And Kimmy Schofield is one of them, and she was sweet enough. I said, you know, we don't have time to really get an interview done, and I know it's tech week and I don't want to bother you, but could you kind of record some answers to some questions I would ask you if I could have you in the studio? So she pre-recorded these for me because she's a rock star, and I'm going to see if I can actually get this to work. Hold on a second, because we're kind of like going in a weird way to get this to you. Let's see. All right. So the first question that I wanted her to tell us was, tell us about your character. So, this is kind of Kimmy Schofield's intro to her character. And is it working?
Hello, my name is Kimmy Schofield, and I play Susan in Tick, Tick, Boom. The character Susan is the lead character, Jonathan's girlfriend. Susan is a dancer, and she has dreams and aspirations. And she is concerned that John's dreams and aspirations are going to delay her achieving her own.
So that was great. A synopsis of her character there. And it was interesting to see Kimmy in that character. And even though I've seen her in lots of different shows and I know for her personally, I really just kind of got lost that she was Susan. And that's like one of the best compliments I think you can give an actor. So you forgot that that's, you know, hey, that's Kimmy on stage, and you just get completely immersed in who she was, who she was playing. So one of the second question I asked was, tell us what you like about Tick, Tick, Boom. I did not. So I watched Tick, Tick, Boom, the movie, and that's the only time I've ever seen it. And I did. I know this is unpopular, but I'm always here to tell you the truth and give my unpopular position sometimes. I hated it. I did not like it. I love Rent. I've always loved Rent. But so it's not that I don't like Jonathan Larson or anything like that. I don't know. There was just something about the movie that just didn't sit well with me. And I only watched it once, so I should give it a second go. So when the station said that they were going to do Tick, Tick, Boom, I was like, oh, that's great. But I wasn't like super excited. I feel like the music isn't like show tunes that you would think to sing all the time and that would, you know, you leave with it going through your head and stuff. So I was like, eh, okay. And then I saw that Kimmy and Scofield and Cedric Jones were cast and that Benny was the director. And I was like, okay, this is going to be an awesome show. Even if I don't like Tick, Tick, Boom, I'm going to go see it. But then when I went last night, it changed my mind. Like now I'm a fan of Tick, Tick, Boom. And I feel like that also is pretty high praise. It's 90 minutes, there's no intermission. So for me to be like super happy and engaged for 90 minutes of a show I didn't think that I liked when I walked in, you know that cast is pretty special. And I know that Kimmy was also not a huge fan of Tick, Tick, Boom. So I had asked her to tell me something she liked about it. Since she did get cast and she was in it and she was enjoying it, I just thought that I wanted to hear more from her on that.
Something I like about the show is the theme of the show. I think that art is really great because it doesn't matter who you are. You can take away whatever you want to from a show. You can show up and that show can just be a piece of entertainment for you, and you spent 90 minutes having a good time with it. It can be something nostalgic, or it can be something that reflects things that you have experienced or are experiencing. One of the themes that I found in the show relates to age and pursuing your dreams and feeling like you are worthy of your dreams. And just because you hit a certain age or you don't hit a milestone that you expected to by a certain time does not mean that you have to give up on that dream. It doesn't mean that you are worth any less than where you were when you were on the right path to get to where you wanted to be. I think that it's really relatable. It resonated a lot with me. And there are other themes that go into the show. You can pull them if you want to. You can see all of the different things that we talked about in the 90s, which is when the show took place, and how they influenced Jonathan Larson's work and how they are still present in today's world. But overall, I enjoy the theme of the show.
And Kimmy mentioned the 90s. So people who don't know Tick, Tick, Boom might not realize it's set in the 90s. And the main character, although I feel like it's a very, very ensemble type show, there are five people in our particular, now I'm saying in the station's show. And they are all so important and so in tune that I hate to say that anyone's like the main character at all, but obviously, you know, you're seeing things from John's point of view. And it was, for someone like me who's old enough to remember the 90s fondly, it's kind of fun to have some 90s references and to kind of think about life back then and what it was like. And John is 29 turning 30, and it's interesting how we do get those numbers in our heads, you know, about what we need to accomplish or where we need to be in our lives at a certain date. And I have a birthday coming up, and it's not like an even birthday, but it's really getting up there. And so I can kind of relate, even though I'm way past 30, I can relate to that. And I also have children who are getting to kind of milestone ages and thinking, well, you know, I'm 18, I should have life figured out or whatever. And really there's just no such thing. And there's this ticking clock for all of us, maybe in the back of our heads, about what we want to accomplish and what we wish we had, and when do you decide to give up on your dreams, and when do you decide to keep going? Those are all tough decisions. And you know, when do you jump and when do you stay? So there's a lot for, I think, everybody to get out of this show. Another thing I asked Kimmy was, how was Susan easy to play? Like, some characters are very hard, and like there's challenges and easy parts of every part. So let's listen to what she had to say.
How is this character easy for me? Susan's character is easy for me in the sense that I relate a lot to what she is feeling. A lot of her emotions, even some of the lines that she says, are words that I have said before in similar situations. Susan is so supportive of Jonathan, but she also has dreams that she wants to achieve. And she's feeling the weight of delaying what she wants so she can support somebody else. And I have definitely been in those situations before where you have somebody who you care about so much, but you want to be there for them. You want to be there when they need you. You want to be there in their lows. You want to be there in their highs. And there are times where you feel like you are losing yourself because of how much you are supporting that other person. And this is not to say that the character John is cruel or doesn't support Susan or anything like that. They're just two people who are in places in their lives where they're about to try to hit some milestones, and they really need to focus on the healthy steps to get there.
So I think everybody can pretty much, who's been in a relationship, can relate to that or can empathize with that. So Kimmy did a wonderful job of portraying all of those emotions. And the next question I asked was, how is your character challenging?
This character is challenging for me because I wasn't sure that I would be able to successfully portray Susan vocally. When I first listened to Tick, Tick, Boom, the original Broadway cast recording, I did not like the sound of it. I didn't know that it was a rock musical, and rock musicals have a different feel than a lot of your standard and older Broadway productions. I say older as if this wasn't written in the 90s, but way longer ago. There aren't huge group numbers. This was originally a three-person show, and the style of rock musicals is a lot different than what some of your more popular, more common, well-known musicals are. And it can take some getting used to. It's very high energy. It's literally drums, guitar, bass, keyboard. So you have your standard rock instruments involved with that. Not a lot of the pretty soft strings from the cello or the violin. But Susan's voice is nothing like my voice, and my voice is nothing like her voice in that original Broadway cast recording. And it was not something that I thought that I would be able to do, because of my vocal range, because of her vocal range, because of the way that she articulates her words and her phrasing. And I know that there's a certain style to all musicals, and it depends on what decade you're in, and it depends on what's going on in the world, and it depends who is popular at that point in time to cast. But I was concerned that it would be a big challenge for me to try to sound the way that Susan sounds. When it came down to it, and I worked with the music director and I got familiar with the songs, I quickly learned that I do not have to sing exactly like Susan in the original Broadway cast recording. I can sing as Kimmy, portraying the character Susan. But that was probably the biggest challenge that I encountered with Susan, was specifically just the way that her songs and her parts in songs were written.
And she did an amazing job. Everybody did such an amazing job with the songs. I ended up really liking the songs, which, as I've said before, I did not like when I watched the show. So that tells you something about, you just have to go see it. So even if you didn't like the movie, you're going to like this. Or you might like it. Just give it a chance. I'm probably going to end up writing a review. I didn't get it done last night. It's been kind of crazy. But I will try to get a review out tonight. And so I'll go into more detail then. But I have to say, so John is played by Aaron Godwin. And Susan's played by Kimmy Schofield. And Michael is played by Cedric Jones. And I don't remember hearing Cedric sing some, I'm sure I've heard him sing before, but I was just really blown away by him. It was one of his songs last night was one that I was just like, oh, I need to make a note of this. And I wish I had actually looked up the names of the songs to make a note of it. Because there were a few songs that were very high energy, and I was just like amazed at all the going up and down, like there's some stairs on the set, going up and down the stairs on the set and doing all this acrobatic stuff and singing and then having to do dialogue after the song was over. And it's just really impressive. And Cedric did a great job. They all did. And then Caressa slash ensemble is Annika Nims, and Rosa slash ensemble is Kia Johnson. And I cannot say enough things about Annika and Kia too. They blew me away. Like, everybody's great, but I just want to see them in more everything. They were just so great, because it is not easy to go from when you're, again, people are like, oh, ensemble or whatever. But that's not true. Ensemble people have to work really hard. And especially in this show, because they play multiple different genders and different people. And I loved how they really got into each individual character that they played and gave them different voices and different mannerisms. And Kia had different like accents, sort of, you know, like regional accents for some of her characters, and just they were just really amazing and super impressive. And on top of that, it looked like everybody was having fun with it. I know it's work, but it also looked like it was fun. And as an audience member, I appreciate that. Like, I appreciate thinking at least, you know, who knows what's going on in their lives and if it's stressful and if they were really having fun. But it's really fun as an audience member to look at a cast and see them seemingly having really a lot of fun with their characters. So definitely you need to get to the station when you can. You will have to probably get your tickets sooner than later. There's a different ticketing. Last minute, they had to change their ticketing link to a different program for various reasons. So definitely make sure you have the right link to get the tickets. And let me see. It is running until October 9th. I just couldn't remember the date. So opens tonight, runs through October 9th. And you can check out the See You at the Show Facebook page, or you can check out the station Facebook page to see what that link is to get the tickets. And I'm sure you can go to the station website as well. I believe they're still requiring masking and vaccination proof. The actors are not masked, and parking is across the street at what used to be like a, I think it was like a Save-A-Lot or something, and other things going on is a Darkling at Nightfall at Illinois Theater at Cranart. That opened last night, and I'm hoping that I can, when I sneak out of here and get a couple other things done, that I'll be able to see that tonight. And because it's a short run, it's just tonight and tomorrow night. So that's at Cranart. It's a Darkling at Nightfall. And we've talked about that on previous shows. And I have a couple friends who went to it last night, and I'm really hoping I can check it out tonight. And for the month of October, Coalescence is streaming Jane, Abortion in the Underground. We've also talked about that on previous shows, so you want to check that out. We need to get more information. Maybe next week we will talk to somebody from Coalescence and get more information about that. And Muthvash at Urbana High School is opening tonight, and it's tonight and tomorrow night. So check that out as well. You can go to our seeyouattheshow.com website to see what's playing and what's coming soon. We're going to do some more updating to that, but it's got at least the stuff that's playing right now. And so definitely try to see some theater either tonight or this weekend. It's now fall weather and it's beautiful out, and it's a great time to go see a show. And I will put a link to my review when that's up. And I posted a bunch of pictures from Tick Tick Boom on my personal Facebook page, but I will post a couple to our See You at the Show website too, if the better pictures from Jesse folks aren't out yet. But if not, I will go ahead and post some of my pictures. And as always, let us know what you're watching, what you're going to see, and what's going on in your life with theater. This isn't really theater related, but it is sort of me related and Eric related. And it's film. I know we've talked about this on the show before too. I helped produce a full length horror film that John Iceberg directed, and it's called Final Summer, and that is going to be playing at the drive-in, Harvest Moon Twin Drive-In Theater at Gibson City, Thursday, October 13th from 6 to 10. So that's a good chance to have fun, see some local actors, see a fun horror film, and support our local acting community. It should be a good time. I'm super excited that it's going to be at the drive-in. Eric and I were able to see like a preview version of it in the theater for like a select group of us. But it's been changed a little bit. John has done some edits, and so this is going to be even a different version than what we got to see. So I think we're going to try to get to the drive-in if possible, and check that out. And I hope you do too. It's also fun to support local drive-ins, and it's beautiful weather now. I love fall. So it's like snuggle weather and watching a movie and eating popcorn and all that fun stuff. So you've spent another Thursday with us. Listening to See You at the Show. So I'm supposed to, it sounds like